The city of Paterson has a rich and well-documented industrial history. On the site that was once the Rogers Locomotive and Machine Works plant is where the Paterson Museum is today. Giacomo DiStefano is the museum director. He says revolutions in the silk and firearms industries crossed paths not too far away.
The silk industry in the United States began right here. The first successful spinning of silk onto bobbins took place in the spring winter of 1839-1840 in the old gun mill. It's actually where Sam Colt in the bottom two floors was manufacturing his very first revolvers. And his brother Christopher brought the first silk machinery to him, but he couldn't get it running. And it was a John Ryle from Macclesfield, England, who grew up from the age of five in textiles, that looked at the works and said, I can get this stuff running. And that's where it began. Everything that's inside the museum, especially when it comes to the textile end of it, was either manufactured here and used in Paterson, or at least used in Paterson. So we have a complete work and textile factory here.
Technically, you'd be able to operate this stuff still. It works?
Yeah, actually, everything has juice to it. We run it very intermittently to preserve it. Some of the pieces are over 100 years old, but they're workhorses.
A new museum fashion exhibit is showcasing the city's history with recycled materials donated from local manufacturing companies. Christina Deutsch is the curator of Paterson Eco Chic.
This program is about history, fashion, and ecological sustainability. Those are the three key words. And we wanted to develop the program based on the major role that the city of Paterson played as a textile industry.
Not every piece in the exhibit is wearable. Some of the life-size models are completely made from plastic, rubber, bubble wrap, recycled fabric. One of them is a soldier holding a sword made from computer chips.
The future of fashion and textiles is to go sustainable. So we wanted to bring awareness to the past, the history, the present, and looking at the future.
A fashion show was organized by the Berklee College Fashion Club of Woodland Park. Professor William Filarino teaches courses in fashion, marketing, and management.
On the fashion show that we created, we developed 11 different outfits that span everywhere from the 1980s back to the early 1800s. And we show what people were wearing during those periods. We talk about the types of fibers that were used. Obviously, recycling and repurposing didn't really start to happen until the 1980s. So if we go backwards in the 70s, 60s, and 50s, we're looking at materials that were not repurposed and eco-friendly. So we showed the difference from where we are today to where we had been.
The fashion show items are on display with the rest of the Eco Chic exhibit, a new permanent display at the museum. In Paterson, I'm Hank Santos, WBGO News.